Before we get started, if you love what we're doing on the Church Sound Podcast, do me a favor, hit that subscribe button, review us on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you listen on, check out our YouTube channel, and if you want more information, go to our website, www.churchsoundpodcast.com. See you in the Matrix. Welcome to the Church Sound Podcast, where kingdom culture, real life, and technology intersect. I'm your host, Prentice Thompson, along with the pastor, Caleb Winley. We're here to help you get through Sunday. Could you hear the pastor? What about your live streams, social media? We provide solid solutions for all of your multimedia needs. Let's learn something today. Let's go.
Yes. Welcome to another edition of the Church Sound Podcast. I am your humble host, Mr. Prentice Thompson, along with the pastor.
Pastor Caleb Winley, guys. How y'all doing out there? What's up? What's up? What's up?
And welcome to episode number double nickel.
55.
Double nickel.
I'm talking about.
Got that double 55. Nickel going on. 55. Yes. Yeah, and I'm glad you're here. We're glad you're here.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope you enjoyed last week's show with our brother Dre, the crazy one. I'm pretty sure you enjoyed that crazy commercial we made.
Oh yeah.
So we're creative people. Obviously, you can see my setup is a little different today. Those of you who are watching on YouTube, if you're listening,
yeah.
I probably sound the same. But if you're watching, my setup is a little different. If you want to actually see the setup on how I did it, go to our Instagram page and see up there so you can see it. Make sure you like, subscribe, review, and go to our social media pages, our Instagram page, the Church Sound Podcast. Go to our Facebook page, Church Sound Podcast. Go visit the website. Go to the IVM store. Do all those things. But we appreciate the love and support that you've given us. And before we get into our topic, let's talk about let's say what the topic is. The topic is how to get the word
and
serve.
Come on.
How to get the word and serve.
That's right.
So we're going to talk about the do's and the don'ts and the how-tos and all that stuff. But let's pay some bills. We're going to thank our sponsor, Metro Podcast Studio, the hottest podcast studio in New York City. So make sure you like, subscribe, review, and go to their page. And if you need podcasting needs, video recording, audio recording, live streaming, post production, they can help you out. Go to metropodcaststudio.com for all of your podcasting needs.
Absolutely.
So how you doing, brother?
Brother, I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, I'm enjoying this weather and enjoying the family and trying to keep from killing some people, but I'm good. Life has a way of throwing you some curveballs, but we stay focused, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We stay focused. You
know? Yeah.
I'm good, man.
Good. Curveballs is always a catcher. He's always a catcher involved.
Yeah, man. Yep.
He's always there to catch us.
He's always there to catch us.
Before we get into our topic, you know what we do. Uh-huh. All of our new listeners out there, we do this thing that we call Sunday School. And the man with the gavel. Man with the hot rope. The man on the mic.
Yeah.
Sunday School.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's the good pastor, Caleb. So.
Mwah.
And
how you doing?
And how you doing? How your mama doing? How your daddy doing? How you doing?
How your mama doing?
How your mama doing?
For real.
What's your 3 points, brother?
Let's get it. Y'all know how we do. I'm going to give you three powerful points. You'll have to pick between which three, one out of the three, rather. And then the one you pick is the one that we're going to rock with. So the first point or the first point I want to give you is flip the switch.
Flip the switch.
The second point is that's loaded.
Well, that's loaded.
And the third point is drop because you on fire.
Woo! drop because you're on fire.
Because you're on fire. So my brother, my brother, my brother.
He said, drop because you're on fire.
Well.
He said, flip the switch.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I forgot the second one. What was the second one?
I think, oh my God, I know I'm tired. I must have forgot it myself. You're having too much fun, bro.
Well, I'm gonna dig into my bag. I'm gonna pull out.
Yeah.
Let's flip the switch for $4.99.99.
Flip the switch. Let's flip the switch. Let's flip the switch. Lord, this is an incredible story that took place. But it has. It's funny, but it also has a nice lesson on the inside of it. And so I remember being in a ministry that we currently serve at, and this was like way like when I around the time when I first got there. And so we have a leader that would tend to go out to other places on the planet and come back and want to bring all that information back and say, hey, I saw this work over there. I want you to make it happen here. And I saw this work over there. And I was like, you know, sometimes you can be right in there with your man of God, and you're like, I got you. And either it is, it's just that raw belief, walking by faith,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you just don't get it. And this, and I'm not gonna talk about what he wanted to do. He said, I want to do this, and I want to see it everywhere, and it's gonna be wonderful, and it's gonna be powerful. And I was like, I don't get it. I said, but for the fact that I don't get it, I'm going to try. So I got the team together. We rallied together. We got everything. We got all the materials. We had to build stuff. I love to build. I love a hammer and a nail. And so we had to build out the areas in the building and get everything working. And then we ran in and we wanted to surprise him, right? And bring him into the room and give him this reveal of this thought that he had that we brought to fruition. And so we bring him in the room, and he come in the room, and then I say, all right, guys, flip the switch. And they flip the switch, and nothing happened. Nothing. Like, nothing. The room, it was almost like, okay, are you playing with me? What's happening? And I was like, okay, guys, let's stop playing. Let's flip the switch. And so they flipped the switch.
So it was working before? Happened.
Bro, it was crazy.
So it was working before you called him in, and then when he... Wow.
It was working when we set it up. We got everything working just fine. And when we went back to the reveal it for him, nothing. I mean, nothing worked. So now I'm feeling embarrassed, because first and foremost, I didn't necessarily believe in what my man of God was wanting to get done. And then, now that I've got to the place of, I want to see the manifestation, like, I've seen it, but I want him to see it. And I'm like, I'm psyched. So I'm like, no, he got to see it. And so now I'm running around the room. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. What happened? Why? What? It was just working. What happened? And they said, we don't know. So I had a must have been a download from the Holy Spirit. He said, I want you to go to the front and check the switcher box, the box, you know, the actual, the big box where all the electricity comes through and all that. And I said, okay, I know we don't mess with that. And come to find out, our wonderful maintenance team was changing light bulbs and decided the best way to change light bulbs was to turn off power,
wow.
The general power of the room.
Wow.
Like, who does that?
Wow. But
after we figure this out, I finally get our stuff back on. I said, okay, we bring them back into the room. We got everything off. And then we go, okay, flip the switch. And it comes on. And it was like, it was the first time it ever came on. But what happened for me was that I realized that the real switch that needed to take place was in me. Like, sometimes you can't see things because you're stuck in yourself.
Right.
Or you're stuck in your belief system, or you're stuck in what you think will work.
Right.
And many a times it's in flipping the switch is almost like stepping out on faith. But stepping out on that, not because he wants it, but because you want to see what God can do with people and with an idea that don't make sense.
Right.
When Jesus calls Peter out on the water, he had to flip the switch in his mind and say, I'm not going to worry about what's around me, but I'm gonna step in and I'm gonna step out on. And what mm-hmm. when he stepped out, it held him. And so I had to confess. I said, Apostle, I didn't see it. As many things that you've come and you've asked me to do, and even when I don't see it, I still do it. This one was one of those things that I felt like I shouldn't get involved in. I shouldn't even be a part of. But in spite of, I did out of obedience, and now we've got the manifestation of this. And he says, son, that's all I've ever asked you to do. And so, you know, the lesson in this is that be prepared to flip the switch in your mind when God calls you into a place that's unfamiliar. And I think that kind of goes along with what we're going to talk about today in our topic. So that has been Sunday School. God bless you. And flip the switch.
All right? Amen. Amen. Amen again. Strong D. Amen. Amen again. Again. Why do they say that again? Why do they say, I have no idea.
I don't know why we say that.
I don't know why we say that. Amen again. And amen again. Like if you say it, amen, it's not again.
Why do we say amen? Let's deal with that. Let's just deal with that. Why do we say amen?
Right, amen.
Is it Amanda?
Maybe it was a hint, like amend.
Exactly.
You know, but why do we say again? Like, if you say it twice, that is again.
Right.
So exactly. If you go amen, amen again, it's again.
So when you say
amen again, it is again. So why are we being redundant about amen again?
I don't know, man. Amen. That's that thing.
I tell you, boy.
Amen.
Amen. Again.
The stuff of people, man.
I tell you, things that get passed down through your childhood, especially through generations of church and like different styles of phrases. Yeah. You know, that's, we can go on forever with that.
Yep.
Anyway, let's get to our topic. Absolutely. Our topic is how to get the word and serve. How to get the word and serve. So we were sharing offline before we came on how God just dropped this in me. I was literally taking a break and I had a whole other topic and dropped this whole thing in me. And I vividly saw it. Like I vividly saw what he was trying to say. And
that's good.
It's important as tech people or essential workers or just in the helps ministry period that we get into the posture of while we're serving, being fed while we're serving. And a lot of times it can be very difficult. And a lot of times we fall into these traps of not getting the word while we serve.
Right, right.
And so this is the scripture that comes to mind, John 10:10. The thief comes to in order to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
I came that you may have life and have life more abundantly.
That's good.
So if he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, the first place that happens is in distraction.
Exactly. Exactly.
You could be distracted by doing something good.
Yep.
And doing something good is serving in your local body, in the position that you're in. You can be distracted and fall into the subtleness of steal, kill, destroy, because there's stages.
Right.
We're in the steal portion.
Right.
If we don't address the steal portion, we'll be in the kill portion.
Exactly.
If we don't address the kill portion, we'll be in the destroy portion. Exactly. But he came that you may have life, have more abundantly. But if we don't deal with these distractions of getting the word while you serve. So I want to throw out what I got. And I just want you to respond to it.
All right.
what causes these problems? And this is the first one I got. Multifunctional pride.
Mm.
I can do so many things at the same time that I have pride in how many things I can do at the same time. Like, I know I fall into that category.
Exactly.
Like, can I text?
Wow.
Run, answer the phone, send out an email,
mm-hmm.
do some graphics. Can I do all those things? Right. Can I juggle all of that?
Right, right.
And not take time to focus on what's most important. Like, say, get up in the morning. Right. I need to pray. You pull out your phone. You check the gram. You ain't pray yet. Like, I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about nobody else but me. Like, you know, I have to, like, I'm learning to not keep my phone near my bed. Like, I have to charge it in the studio. Like, I'm breaking these habits that I find that I formed that is taken away from my time, which is the distraction, which is stealing.
Right, exactly.
It's stealing time.
Yeah, but it is.
To get instruction for the day, for the future, for interactions, to get your spirit in the right place to deal with you. Only he knows what's about to happen. What's happened to you during the day? So the pride in being multifunctional is dangerous because you'll use that as your weapon to get things done, mm-hmm. to get multiple things done. Mm-hmm. And what does the word say about pride?
Right. It comes with the 4-4.
Right. So
it comes with 4-4.
Right. So having pride and being multifunctional can be used as a weapon to see how many things you can do at the same time. So imagine it's Sunday.
Yeah.
You're working in your area and you're doing this, that, because all these things got to get done. You take pride in that.
Right.
Right. But at the same time while you're working, you're not getting nothing from it.
No. Nope.
Because you know what I'm saying? And I'm saying something that we all fall short in. We all fall short in this area.
Exactly.
Here's another one. Now, I guarantee you've done this, and I need you to comment on this.
All right.
You got through praise and worship. You got through the announcements. The man of God or the woman of God is about to bring the word. They start to deliver the word. And you say, that's not for me.
Mm.
That's not for me. So now I can ignore it.
Mm.
So now I make myself the distraction. And I go distract other people because it ain't for me.
Right. Right.
But this might be for them. We about to step on our own feet. How many times have you sat in a service with your wife and go, that word is for you? That's not for me. I hope she listening. I hope she listening.
For sure.
Because I seem to see she taking notes because I know that word. But you there. Even you do.
Yeah. I've been there. I have done that. And it's funny, bro. I've done that. And this is how I can gauge where I am in my walk with God. Because if I had a man of God start to minister and I get to the place to say that's not for me, then what is? If all words come to edify, to build up, to produce in me what I need, but yet this word is not for me,
right?
And I got to look at. Now I'm looking at me. Wait a minute. Okay, what's wrong? What's out of whack? Where are you? Are you feeling upset? Are you feeling offended? What's the deal? Mm-hmm. And I remember those moments and times when I'd be like, man, I wish my wife was here right now.
Oh, dude, man. Lord Jesus.
I got to text that to her because that's her word.
Right. Like, how? I'm going to send her a link.
How? Exactly. How? Like, how? Are you watching the words? Did you hear what he just said? Really? Really? You missed it. I missed it. And I even take it a step further, bro. There's been moments and times where it wasn't the senior leader, but it was that leader.
Oh, my come God. On, say less. That, say less. That, what did you? That what you don't pay no attention to? Dude, be like, who's preaching? Oh that's, gosh!
Like, who? Man, I'm better than this dude.
I really don't really want to hear what this person has to say.
Exactly. Because I already came with my reservations.
Right.
That this no. No, right. No. You still growing, brother. You still coming up.
Right. Or you're just not feeling the person personally.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's, you know what I'm saying? I'm not feeling you personally. So
I'm not rocking with you.
I'm not rocking with you. So I'm never like. Right. Next point. Yeah. All right. Next phrase. I heard that before.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
I can just tune out because I heard that before. All right, yeah. Yeah. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Yeah, I heard that before. Yeah, I know that's Jesus wept. Yeah, I know that scripture.
Yep.
But then the thing about the word that I love is that you can read something 100 million times. Sure. And then that 101 millionth time, God will show you something completely different.
Sure.
Like another level of revelation that you did not see.
Right. Because you could not see it. Because I couldn't see
it. See it. Right. Doesn't mean it wasn't there.
That's the important. It was always there.
Right.
It's like when the Bible says that Abraham is bringing his son to slaughter him. It wasn't like the ram wasn't there. The ram was always there. It's the same thing with God's truth. Until my heart is ready to receive it. And so a lot of times that's what, you know, I think even the media, that's what we have to be careful of. You got to check your heart before you even touch a knob. Where's my heart at today? I don't want to be angry with praise and worship. I don't want to be angry with this person. I don't want to be upset with it. I need to be able to receive. And that's a major issue. And I know when my heart ain't right, I'm not just saying that word's not for me. Because I am learned, I'll be sitting there, well, he should have said this. He should have took it over there. He should have jumped it over there.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, really?
Right.
I missed it.
Right.
I'm missing it.
Right. Yep. All right. Point number, I think it's number four. Number three is the three? Or is it four?
Number four. Yep.
Four. Point number four.
Right.
This is what I call the lunch break concept. This is a lunch break concept.
Okay.
You come in. Get the service started. You're there for line check. We're there for sound check. We're checking monitors. We're doing this. We're checking mics. We're doing all this. Okay, boom. Service starts. Prayer starts. Everyone's mic is good. Screens are up. Images are good. Boom. Go through praise and worship. Praise and worship's banging. You got everything sounding right. The man and woman car comes off. You just go, boop. You already did it. We're going to take a break.
Right.
We're going to start talking about everything that has nothing to do with nothing.
Zero.
We're going to congregate. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. The preaching words. As long as I see the level, engineers know this. We do this.
Mm-hmm.
Was it level? Everything's muted. It needs to be muted. Okay, we check this line on my headphones. Okay, cool. It don't sound fuzzy. Okay, cool. Say it's real clear. I'm looking at the man and woman of God, making sure they're fine, making sure they're straight. Making eye contact, making sure they're good. And once they go, it's okay. I can now go to lunch.
Exactly. Yep. Or TikTok.
We'll get to that. But I can now not pay attention.
Right.
I can now not, what scripture is that? If you're not on PowerPoint, are you really pulling out your word?
Exactly.
If you're not in charge of pulling the scriptures out on the screen, can you really? Is that what you're really doing? Are you really doing that? Nope. Or are you talking about, you know, I bought these new shoes? Are you really talking about
exactly
this? Oh, girl, I love your hair. This and that. Who did your hair? Oh, yeah. This and that, and that. Oh, look at this new makeup I got. Okay, dude, like, yo, you saw the game? Yo, you saw the game?
Yeah.
Yo, LeBron did this.
On that Marvel movie?
Yo, whatever. That was crazy. Yo, you saw episode 7, mm-hmm. and then you ain't hear no word at all. You don't even know. You don't know what the man and woman of God preached about until you hear those familiar sounds. Means that it's about to end, and then you run and do and get, back, and get back, and you go back to serving. But you ain't getting no word,
right?
You get no instruction.
Yeah, I've been there, man.
You got no fuel in your tank. We fall into these traps of service. We fall into these traps of service and thinking that we're not there to get fed at the same time.
Right.
Here's the next point, which is the favorite one. The mobile device.
Yep.
The mobile device. Let's talk about the mobile device. You're on the mix or you whatever you're doing this. Yep. I've seen engineers straight mixing. I'm talking about praise and worship, preaching, holding straight mixing like this. Someone's on the pulpit trying to get their attention. They like this. Scrolling.
Yep. Exactly. I know a brother. And I'm not talking about nobody, but I know a brother. I busted him doing this. Had his phone between the knobs so that it would lean up watching a movie while the man and woman of God is ministering. Physically watching the movie, got his headset in the ear that don't show out the window. Chilling. I was like, what are you doing, bro? Oh, yo, I missed this last night. No, you need to miss it today.
Oh, my gosh.
Yo, bro. Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Texting.
And I've been guilty of that, too, bro.
Oh, texting.
I've been guilty
of that. Oh, you texting?
Yep.
You texting, this person texts you? You know the crazy thing? It's like, I have a lot of friends that they know on Sunday, they don't go to church, but they know I'm in church.
Right.
You know, I'm in entertainment business. You know, I have a lot of people, that friends that don't go to church. I got a lot of people that do go to church. But the ones that know that I don't, the ones that know that I go to church on Sunday, they won't call me on Sunday. It's the saints that hit me.
That's what's up. Exactly. Sometimes you know what I mean? Hit you from the sanctuary.
Exactly. Yeah, texting.
Yeah, what you want for book, lunch, bro? What are we doing for lunch?
What are we doing for lunch? The gram, TikTok, all while service is going on all the time, like not putting it down, like it's attached to your hand.
Yeah.
Next point, administrative work. This is the time where I can get my administrative work done. So I ain't got to be here longer after service. So I can, if I could do this while the word is going forth, then okay. And then I can take care of that. All right.
Right. Yeah.
Product preparation.
I've been there.
Product preparation.
Yep.
Preparing products for the bookstore and all these things that needs to happen. And
exactly.
Yeah. As soon as the man of God, the woman of God goes forward, you go right into your, you start doing all this stuff. Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Since streaming and downloading became a thing, and we saw that CDs and DVDs are now the vanishing or the really kind of like the obsolete technology. They went the way of cassettes or 8-tracks. Yeah. Right?
Right.
I remember when you used to get a CD and a DVD of the service because you were serving.
Exactly.
Now, who has a CD player?
Not many.
Right. So I say all that, this all rounds up to three words. The checkout. You just check out.
Right.
You just find a reason to check out.
Right.
So let's go back to our
original. All in the name of working.
All in the name of working. The thief comes to steal.
Kill, steal,
destroy. This is stealing.
It is.
So the stealing portion will get you to the killing portion, meaning that it's you. He's stealing from you so he can kill you and destroy you. So what better way?
Exactly.
Right. What better way to put it in God's face? They come to church and make y'all sound great.
Yeah.
But he ain't even paying attention. She ain't not even paying attention. Yeah, they serving. They're not getting fed. So what happens? They leave spiritually starved.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's funny, you know, I having the opportunity to raise up a team that was a lot younger than me, one of the things that I had to recognize was that certain things had to be removed. So I had to, okay, we're not going to have cell phones back here. We're not going to do A, B, and C. We're not going to break off and talk and have conversations while the word of God is going forward. But I also had to do something that was very strategic. I had to start teaching them. So after the service or before the service or on a Wednesday, we would all meet and we would go over proper etiquette while serving, but not just proper etiquette while serving, but the oil of excellence. What does that look like? How do I walk in that? And where should that be revealed at? And I love the fact that you said that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But what is he coming to kill, steal, and destroy? Not just me. He's coming to kill, steal, and destroy what God came to give me. I came that you would have life and life more abundantly. That's what he's after, to kill. If he steals the ability for me to have life, I mean, like, our focus needs to be, when I'm coming here, I'm not just coming here to serve, I'm coming here to eat.
Right.
And I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty that there's been those days I've come and I did not come to eat, or you come in the morning and you eat in the morning, but you don't eat at night.
Right.
He came that we would have life. And all of these are avenues for life, and not just life, because we already have life. But he said life
more
to the abundance, meaning the overflow life, the Zoe life, the life where the life of more than enough. This is what he came to give us. But many a times we are the instrument of the enemy to stop us from having life. It shouldn't be that way.
You know, the crazy thing is sometimes, a lot of times, I can't say a lot of times, I would say times in ministry where everyone, all the parishioners are fed except you. Right. Everybody left full.
Right.
Except you.
Right.
It's been times when, you know, my wife is sitting in the pews and, you know, taking in the service. And if she was to ask me, what did you, I didn't hear nothing.
Right.
Like, I can't even tell you what he preached about.
Right.
Exactly. Couldn't even tell you.
Right.
Because I checked out.
Yep.
Because this is the dangerous part. And this is why God put this in my heart. It becomes routine that you check out. So then you routinely come to church just to serve.
Exactly.
You serve in your capacity. You serve in whatever your ministry of helps it is. And you leave weaker.
Right.
Because you haven't been fed. Then after a while, you lose your appetite for the word. And after a while, you lose your zeal for the word. And after a while, you're just coming.
Yeah.
And yeah, yeah, you may be a great engineer. Yeah, you may be great with PowerPoint, or you may be a great musician. You may be a great praise and worship singer, leader. You may be all those things and your gifts and your talents. But Richie Righteous, Pastor Richie Righteous, said something very key when it comes to media. He said, man looks on the outward appearance.
Right.
But God looks at the heart.
Yeah.
So this is the part that this is the part that I want to ring home to people, because I'm talking to me and I'm talking to myself. We can't hide. We can't hide.
That's right. He sees it.
We can't hide. Hello.
You're right.
Can't hide.
We can't.
We can hide from ourselves. We can hide from our mental capacity.
Right.
We can
hide from the people around you.
Right. You can hide from the people around you. You can put the face on. Oh, God bless you. You could do, you know, all the language. God bless you. Oh, man. God bless you. Yo, God bless you, my brother. This is the old man, sister. Oh, I see you, sis. Okay. I see you, sis. God bless you. Oh, man. Man of God. So, yeah, blah, 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 blah. You got the. And this is what you tell you what really pisses me off about. Like, you know this. It's like certain brothers I don't rock with. If you speak in colloquiums at church all the times, I don't rock with you.
Nah.
Because I know you don't talk like that at home. I know you ain't watching the game. Like, no. Oh, you ain't going like, woo, LeBron, man of God. Look at the man of God right there with the size 17 sneakers. It's the man of God. Yo, God bless you, man of God. You know what I'm saying, man of God? You're not talking like that. I hate, yo, dude, if you ever want to piss me off and make me go, to you, stop talking that mess. Stop talking like that to me. Start talking like,
nah, that ain't me.
Yo, dude, stop doing church. Yo, if you, dude, we would not be doing this podcast if you wasn't a real one, bro, because I don't do that.
Nah, man.
I don't do that, but I run into Yo, dude, it's like a whole language. Like, we can go on a whole topic on.
Yeah, it is.
You used to crack me up. I know I want to take a little tangent. When you would go to these hip hop concerts, and, you know, because I had artists performing, you know, and a lot of times, you know, I don't say I wasn't no name. I was just like a dude in the crowd. Like, I did a couple of great records, but that wasn't in the hip hop industry, you know, per se. But people knew my name, and you be in the crowd, and you get the real gully Bible scholar, you know, that's gonna pull your artist aside and go, yeah, so in the third verse, you said da 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 da, but that was really Exodus 13:3, because in Exodus 13:3, money, if you don't get away from me,
exactly.
Like, I start speaking in currency.
If
I start speaking in currency, I start saying money.
Right.
You need to get away from me. You need to remove yourself. I'm gonna remove myself from your presence, because I start speaking in currency, then good. But anyway, I digress. Anyway, so the devil is clear, and this is what Jesus said. This is red letter. Red letter.
Yeah.
Red letter. Yeah. John 10:10.
Yeah.
Came to steal, kill, destroy. It's all stages, but it starts with the killing. It starts with the stealing.
So true.
Starts with the stealing.
Yeah.
If I'm talking to you, if we're talking to you, there are ways for you to get the word and serve. And I'm going to tell you how. You have to be intentional about making sure that you get the word while you serve.
Exactly.
It has to be an exercise of intent.
Right.
Because you can intentionally check out. You can intentionally check in.
Right. Exactly.
Intentionally check in.
So true. Yep.
This is all a decision. Yep. It's like getting up in the morning and going, I want to wear my green sneakers or my black sneakers. Now, if you go out the house barefoot, you still made a decision.
Made a decision.
You still made a decision.
Exactly.
So it's,
it may not be the best decision.
It may not be the best decision, but it's a decision. Like, it's a choice you made, right? So I say all that to say this. We have to, as people who serve in multimedia, we have to make a decision to make sure we receive what God is delivering to the body so we can be part of the body's discussion about the word that was given. So we can take it home. Like, I know for me, when I hear the word preached, God gives me parts of it.
You know, and even taking it to the next level too, bro, it's too often that not just being part of the discussion of what everybody's going to talk about, what is God saying to you?
Right.
If I check out, how many times have I checked out and missed God's download for my life right there?
Right, right.
I was too busy talking about
everything else.
Everything else. You know what I'm saying?
You got Disney Plus? Come on. Yo.
Exactly.
Yo, how much you pay
see, for- I knew this. You see that? No. No. My responsibility is to be about God's business. That's my responsibility. And if I don't do that, I'm not hurting anybody but me.
Right. Right.
Nobody else.
Right.
I'm not hurting anybody
right.
but me. And you know, one thing that I've always told a lot of people in media ministry is that one of the greatest threats to many media ministry people is the spirit of pornography. Mm. Now, if I'm not feeding, and I know this personally, I struggle with pornography since age 8 to 26. If I'm not feeding my spirit while that man of God is up there or that woman of God is up there sharing the word, sharing what God wants to say, giving those downloads, I'm making myself even the more susceptible to the enemy to come in on a personal level now. That's a personal level because you could go to church every single day, leave going to the bathroom. I busted people doing this, going to the bathroom and be watching porn in the church.
Wow.
Why? Because they have not taken the opportunity to moisten themselves first and foremost in their personal relationship with God. And then when they come to work, it doesn't become work. It's still ministry. And that ministry has to take place between what he's saying, my ears and my heart.
Right.
I know that he wants to move me from where I am, as well as protect me from what the enemy has already set up for my life to destroy me.
Right.
It's bigger, man. It's so much bigger.
And for leaders out there, I like what you said about having parameters and boundaries for your team. It's like you have to put that in place. And the reason is because it's so easy to be married to your device. Like,
you're right.
You go, leave your phone in the bedroom. You're going to go, my phone. Yep. You're in the same house.
Yep.
And my phone. I left it in the kitchen.
Exactly.
Hey, this is the yep. one. Hey, call my phone. You don't need your phone. No, you just want your phone. Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
I want y'all, I got a test for everybody. Watch TV. And then count how many times you pick your phone up during a program.
Come on.
You just reach for it. You don't want, it's nothing for you to do on it but to scroll.
No, you're just grabbing it. You're just touching it.
How many times? It could be 17 times you didn't grab your phone.
Yeah.
How many times have you grabbed your phone and hours have gone by?
Right. Right.
Not minutes. Hours.
Right.
I've done this. I've gotten up, gotten dressed to go to the gym, grab my phone, and been like, and then look up, and it's time to go to work.
Yo, bro.
And you go, what the heck was I doing? Nothing.
Right.
But I was getting stuck up for my time.
Right. Exactly.
Put your hands in the air where your eyes can see. Put your hands high. Exactly. Throw your hands in the air. Like, you just don't care. It's a stick up. It is a stick up. I'm coming for that word, bro.
Yeah.
So this is the, like, if you're watching on YouTube and if you're serving and in you're serving and you think you're not getting the word, this is what's going on. Look at me.
Yep.
Stick up.
Yep.
Look at me.
Yeah.
He behind you like this.
Yeah.
Give me your word.
Exactly.
Give me the word. I'm taking that. I'm taking that. I'm taking your life. I'm taking your life. I'm taking your life because I'm going to kill you. Then I'm going to destroy you. So put your hands up. Yep. Put your hands up. I know you think you're doing this on your own, but no. This is design. I've designed this to stick you up. So I'm going to stick you up. So anytime you're in service and you're serving and you heard this, and I want you to share this with your team. Share this episode with your team. Share this episode with your team. We ain't talking about numbers. We want to need no. This ministry.
No.
Share this message with your team because everyone's being stuck up. All hands on the wall.
Exactly. Yep.
Devil going through your pockets. You ain't getting nothing. You're not leaving with nothing. He's taking everything. He's taking everything out your pockets. Taking all your chain. You remember the back of the day? Come walk through the subway and be like, "Yo, what size you wear?" You know what that meant? Man,
forget about it.
They're trying to get your sneakers too, bro. Trying to get your sneakers.
Happened to my uncle, man.
So understand.
Yeah.
If you don't get the word while you serve, you're being stuck up.
And it's, the funny thing about it's
highway robbery.
You're right, bro. And it's funny, you if I'm not careful, I'll think I'm worshiping.
Say it again. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm not careful, I'll think I'm worshiping. I'll think I'm connected when in fact I'm getting my pockets picked. If you don't hear the word, and this is something I had to learn, I'm hearing another word.
Mm.
Something's getting ministered to me.
Yeah.
I don't care how you put it. Something is, look, if he is the great counterfeiter, Satan, if you are not hearing what God is saying, you're hearing what he is saying.
Mm.
One way or the other. And so we have to be very key and very, I love the word you said. You got to be intentional. When I go to church, my intention is not just to work. My intention is to minister to God. That's why it's very important that it was very important for me to get our team to call themselves ministers, because the truth of the matter is the Bible says that we're all ministers of reconciliation. That means that I'm supposed to reconcile the world back to Christ. But how can I reconcile the world back to Christ when every time I come to church, I'm not trying to hear Christ?
Mm-hmm.
You need to be reconciled.
Right. Right.
This is the time for us as leaders to say, you know what?
Yeah.
Playtime is over, bro.
Yes.
It's over. Yes. We got to do this right.
Yes. Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and dogs of all ages, I pray this has been a blessing to you.
Man.
I pray that you are able to gather some knowledge and be able to be better ministers and be fed while you serve. You have to eat to live. You have to eat to live. There is nothing, there's no living being on the planet that cannot eat and live. You have to eat to live. You have to eat to live. So this make sure that while you're serving, that you get to partake in the meal that's presented to everyone in attendance. Right. To everyone.
Exactly.
To everyone.
Exactly.
So before we get out of here, we got 30 seconds and gone. And the good pastor's on deck. I got some good ones.
Amen.
Here we go. Right, 30 seconds and gone. Question number one.
Come on.
Favorite class topic in school?
Favorite class topic in school was botany.
Botany.
Botany. Yep.
What the heck is botany?
The study of plants. I loved science, plants, all of that. I loved science.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Okay, so that was a good one. I never portrayed you about me. I thought it was a dessert of some sort. I'll have some botany, if you don't mind. Some botany. The creme brulee with some botany. SUV or car?
SUV. I'm a big dude. SUV.
Favorite back in the day haircut? Flat top, Jerry curl, or Caesar?
I would have to say Caesar, even though I had a jury curl. I have to say Caesar.
I didn't get a Caesar until it was necessary. So.
Oh, snap.
Okay.
And they told me I wasn't down with it, I'll be sure.
Last question.
All right.
New Jack Swing or house music?
House music.
Yeah. Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and dogs of all ages, I hope you enjoyed today's topic. Be sure to share this, subscribe, like, give us 5 stars. But more importantly, share this with a team member, your pastor, your leadership, because we know this wasn't for us. We were ministering to ourselves, obviously, because we were in your shoes. We serve as well as you do. And this is why we're able to talk so passionately and with so much insight, because we do what you do.
Right.
We're not talking about serving. We talk about because we serve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've been in positions of leadership, and we understand the nuances of that. So take this as not just a nugget from us, take this as a download.
Right.
So that he can, what the word says, I've come to give you life and to give you more abundantly. So there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,